We hungry for peace. We hungry for love. We want shelter. Hope. Security. We're hungry for education. We're hungry for prosperity. Hospitality. And we're hungry for justice. We're really hungry. Really hungry. Give me hope.
Sibin Munu. Ahmed. Tagatam ci madrasa?
I am Basamat Ismanatom and we are in South Sudan, Maban County, in GRS, where we are attending our pre-service teacher training program.
I am Maida Apala. I am in Maban County. I am in a compound of GRS where we learn in learning rope center, pre-service teacher training, and I am in student.
I am Tasabih Badreddin Ali. I am in Maban country, in GRS.
I am Hawa Yuma Davis. I am a student in GRS, where we are sitting now. And I am in Maban country.
I'm Gisma Abdel Karim Daldoum. I'm in Republic of South Sudan, Upper Nile State, Maban country. I'm a student. In GRS teachers training.
Now, Gizme, we are all sitting here in a GRS compound in the teacher training college. It's a really hot day. We're in a tent and I've just dragged you out of your classroom where there was maybe 30 students. Six of you are women and about 24 are men. Why is that?
Yeah, because in our traditional, our leaders or our community, they said we can marry you 14 or 15 years, because there is no any chance to tell your parents, I don't want to marry, I want to school. There is some rules about our community. No girls go to school, because the school is not important for us, for girls, just for boys. That is our challenges for facing the women or the girls in this. And yes.
And so, you know, I imagine your parents are very proud of you and delighted that you've got a good education. But I would imagine that maybe some members in the community see that you're now strong women, that you're educated women, and that you're independent women and financially independent women. So does that create distrust or an unease or difficulties for you with other women or other male leaders in the community?
Yeah, before that time, we don't know our rights, but now we know our rights. Our right in education, health, whatever. Now, the education for girls is increased, not like before. But after what? After awareness about this community, awareness from UNICEF, from DRC, from many organizations. After that, now the girls plus the women, they have some interest, because the education is very important after awareness them. Okay. Now the girls, most of them, they're in school. Yeah. They put the education first. Now some of them, they are there in the schools, okay. Different schools, primary up to secondary.
Okay. Basmat, you are the youngest of the group here. You're single. I think you're about 23 years of age. Can you tell me about your own story? You came from Sudan to South Sudan because there was war in your country.
Okay, yeah, because we came from our country to this country because of war. And yes, we had war there, but we don't know the reason. Just we came here for survival. And the reason of being single is that I experienced a lot of difficulties in my life. Like, I suffered a lot. People are saying that girls are not important. Boys are more important than girls. So this one pinned me in my heart. I decided to attend classes to be educated girl so that I can prove to people that also girls can do what boys are doing.
So culturally, you're changing how things are done in South Sudan.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and also other girls are doing.
What part of Sudan did you travel through to get to South Sudan as a refugee?
Yes, what brought me here from Sudan to this country is a war.
And how difficult was that for you and your family? Presumably you had to walk miles and miles, did you?
Yes, the challenges faced us from travelling to this country is a war, but not really war. The discrimination of Arabs is the one who make us to travel in this country. Also, for us, we are not educated.
And tell me, are many of the women in your family educated? You are here, you're just about to finish to become a teacher. You're doing the teacher training course with JRS. But I imagine lots of your extended female family members, they're not educated like you are.
Yes, in our family, we are sick. I am the one who is educated somehow, but some of them, they are still in schools. They are not yet. But for me, if I got this one certificate of teacher training, I went to support my sisters to become like me.
Tasabe, you're sitting here today in a beautiful pink headscarf and lovely earrings. And it's very, very hot and very, very dusty. And you have come a long way to come here today, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really very far from, it's very far from this, from where we're studying. And it's very difficult to reach here. I am also pregnant. And this one causes difficulty when to come here. Wake up in the morning, bathe. This causes a lot of difficulty. I really experience a lot of difficulties, but I endure and I go ahead because I want a studies. I want to get a bright future for my children.
So you're looking after your children from very early morning, fetching the water, cleaning the children, cooking an early breakfast. And then after that, you're leaving at about 6 a.m. to go to the teacher training college. So your day starts very early.
Yeah, actually, I wake up at around 4 sometimes to make my things ready in place for my children and for my husband. To bathe my children, give them whatever they want. Then at 6, I have to be ready to come here. So it's a very difficult day.
So, Maja, what refugee camp are you travelling from today?
I am from Jindrasa refugee camps.
And Jindrasa refugee camp has mainly men, women and children from Sudan, is that it?
Yeah, of course.
So you're from the Blue Nile, is it?
Yeah, I'm from Blue Nile.
And when did you arrive in the Maban area? When did you leave Sudan?
In 2012.
2012. Yeah. So you've been living for 8 years with your family on the refugee camp, is that right?
Yeah.
Gizma, I'm just wondering, you're the oldest woman of the group. You have 4 children and you spent most of your life in Sudan and now you've moved as a refugee into South Sudan. I'm just wondering in terms of the place of women here, you're educated women, so you've a different status possibly than other women in your community. How difficult is it for young girls to actually access an education and to stay in education, especially if they're married?
Okay, thank you, Madam Susan. Let me tell you some story about came from Sudan up to in South Sudan. The problems facing us there in Sudan, war. The war between SPLM and government of North Sudan. That is challenges between them. In that time, I traveled from Sudan up to South Sudan, maybe 3 months and a half.
So you were walking for 3.5 months?
Footing, yes.
On foot?
Yes.
Holding what you had?
I came here footy with our family and my husband also, my mama, all. We came here to South Sudan because South Sudan, there is no any war here. We saved. In that place called Jammam. From Jammam, we are traveled here in Jindrasa, came. In that time, we get different policy in South Sudan here in learning. That learning, English. In our Sudan, they are Arabic. In this time, this English is very difficult because in Sudan, we learn Arabic.
That's much. Can you tell me about home life for you in your home village of Sudan before you travelled as a refugee into South Sudan? What was daily life like?
In Sudan, our daily life was very good. You could wake up and feel free because it's your country. When you are in your country, you feel comfortable and free. But we had the hope. In our country, we didn't have English language. But when people speak English language, we feel like we want to speak that language. But how can we get access to this language? I had that hope. And when we came here, we got access to this language. And when I was in my country, when I was young, I had my mother. She produced us, we all girls, six girls. And my father doesn't like girls. He could carol, he wants boys. That you girls, you are useless. I need a boy. I am tired of you. He could carol at us. So this built a bad feeling in my heart. I could tell him, Father, don't worry, I will do what boys do. He tells me, no, you keep quiet, I didn't talk to you, I feel bad. So from that time I told my mom, don't worry. When I grow up, I will be someone who is educated and will do what boys are doing in future. So when I came here, I used to speak my mother tongue and Arabic. When I came here, I realized that here we have English. So I decided to go and learn English. I started from P1. I started English, but I could jump classes because I am old. I couldn't go systematically. But I didn't finish secondary school. I lost the hope. I was at home. My father is not here, but we are with my mother and my sisters. They are still young, and I am the elder. I am the eldest at home.
Basimash, in terms of your hopes for the future, where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Actually, in future, I wanted to be a doctor. I was feeling to be a doctor, a great doctor. I just liked it to help young children. I want to treat them. But do you know, our plans may be different from what God says, and what God's plans may be different from ours. So I am not able to be a doctor. I decided to be a teacher.
And tell me, how, when we were chatting earlier in the week, you were telling me that, you know, some husbands support their wives to do teacher training, to learn English and to develop a job. But you are allowed to be here because your husband has permitted it. But ultimately, it is your husband that decides if you can become a teacher or not.
Yes.
And what does that mean in practical terms, in terms of income? Does that mean that you will have a better home on the refugee camp? Does that mean that your children will have better food? They'll have more opportunities?
Yes. My children, they will have a better future, and they will be good, healthy. And also my parents, they will be very good.
So Gizmo, what is your own personal hope for the future? We're sitting here today, you're a week before the exams. There's a lot of pressure on you now to do well in the exams. But I imagine you have a hope for yourself, but also all the women and girls on your refugee camp.
I hope all the women in all the camps in South Sudan, I hope them all to be bright in the future. Even I hope all the women go to school to educate, to get them right, to help themselves and their families. Before you make another mother cry, please don't cry.